spiritual meaning. His name was that. When my class was finished, I went in my office and I called him. I asked him, "Are you Baha'i?" He smiled and said, "Yes." I was not surprised, because from the first time I recognized him. When an ordinary people, a farmer, for the first time, come to a village, by his manner of speaking, by his comportment, by his attributes, soon he is recognized as a Baha'i. By his affection, helpfulness, the people know that he is something else. And this qualification is due to the teaching, to the reflection of the teaching in our life. That is the power of the Word of God, could penetrate in the hearts and transform the hearts of the people. As we are familiar with the Word of God, it has this power to change our familiarity with the writings to belief, and change the belief to certitude, and the highest level of certitude, because certitude has some degrees. The highest level is when you are a part of it, when you are a part of the place. There is the highest level of certitude, and that is due to the study of the writings, and reflect the writings in your acts, put it in the acts. That is the aim of the Baha'i faith, to put the writing, the teaching of Baha'u'llah in the writings, in action, to act it. And after that, the fifth point is to teach the faith. They are related together. Teaching the faith comes after. Indeed, between you, there is many people that have many good experience in teaching. Teaching the faith is not so difficult job, because it is not our job. To bring the heart of the people towards God is not our job. It is the mercy of God. God could change the heart. We are only the tools and instruments in the hands of God. We sow the seeds. We irrigate the seeds. But the record is not to us. It is due to the will of God. That's why the way of the belief of the people is different. That is the words of Muhammad, that the way towards God is in the number of the people. If we have 4 billion people in our planet, there is 4 billion ways towards God. In my trip to the Baha'i community, sometimes I had the opportunity to ask the people how you become Baha'i. I couldn't find 2 people that knows the faith, enrolled in the faith in the same way. For 1 person, 1 word is sufficient. 1 word. For 1 person to study some books is sufficient. A piece of music, for example, Baha'i song, is sufficient for people. There is thousand and thousand way to touch the heart of people and attract them to the faith. Once in an island I heard, somebody told me this story, that we have a Baha'i in our community, and he knows the faith by a special way. When he was a child, in their village or in their city, it was an old lady. Each Sunday, she came to the square with some candies and asked the children to come to her and pronounce the word Baha'u'llah only. And this child went only for the candy, not for to pronounce exactly the name of Baha'u'llah. Each Sunday he went for to take the candy. And after some times, the lady went, and the child left the city and goes to another, and went to another city. After some time, he saw an announcement about the Baha'i faith. He remembered that in his childhood, he knew this name. He looked after that, and finally he found a way. He became a Baha'i. He enrolled himself. You know, to a simple way, to pronounce in the childhood, to pronounce the name of Baha'u'llah. It was a seed sown in his heart. He has not neglected. And after that, the recall came later than that. I heard in France, a lady who became Baha'i, she said, one day I was in a supermarket, and it was very crowded, I was within the crowd. An old lady approached me and said, there is some confidential thing that I want to say. Take this book, it was a Baha'i book. The Christ has come, but don't tell to anybody, that is very, very confidential. And she disappeared. You know? She disappeared. The lady took the book, studied the book, and looked after the address of the Baha'is and found it. You know, each one of you, I think, you are in the field of teaching, you witness, you saw, such is a wonderful history. By this very, very simple things. Don't think that you are obliged to study very, very deeply the faith to teach. These deepening in the faith is for your spiritual growth. But the teaching is not that. The teaching is to spread the seed that the word is familiar with the word, with the name of Baha'u'llah. That is the essential. An ordinary people, an illiterate people, could teach the faith. It depends on the illumination of the heart. You know the man that we mentioned his name, Abul Fazail, the most knowledgeable man in the faith. He knew the faith to an illiterate man. His teacher was illiterate. And Abul Fazail was a great mullah. And the difference between these two, such a difference. But he was taught by an illiterate man. I don't know that it was the same Abul Fazail or another mullah, another high-ranking priest, that he was arguing with a simple, ordinary Baha'i. And in their discussion, he told the man, Baha'i, I am a learned man, and you are illiterate. How you can convince me to do your faith? You know what he replied? He said, yes, I am very inferior to you. I am illiterate. I am like a stone thrown in the desert. And you are like a jewel kept in a very nice box. But when the sun rises, that is the stone that receives the light of sun. But the jewel stays in the darkness. That is the argument and the raisonnement. What is raisonnement? I don't know. That is the proof of an illiterate Baha'i. You know, that is the essential is the heart. Everything that comes out from the heart influences the heart of the people. That is the way of teaching. From the beginning of this advent until now, the teaching is in the top of all Baha'i activity. The letter of leaving in their time, they taught the faith. Abdul Baha made the travel, the trip, everywhere, in Europe, in America, in Canada, in Egypt, taught the faith. All the teachers travel around the world and taught the faith. Teaching the faith is the top of our activity. And everybody could do this, even the children. The children could do this. So you should keep in the mind that all your effort should be converted to the teaching of the faith. And I am sure by this spirit that we got from this conference, the teaching work will go ahead very, very soon. And the sixth point is selfless service to humanity in your job, in your faculty, everywhere that you are. You can serve heartily the people. That is the final point of our living, to serve the humanity, to unite the humanity. With this selflessness, without expecting any reward from that, from our service. And that is the sixth point that I think every Baha'i should bring in his consideration, study there, and put in the paper to see each day these 6 points and put into action. And that is the only shield that we have in this agitated world that we have now. You see, dear friends, now we approach the 2,000 years after Jesus Christ. At the beginning of his dispensation, few ordinary people raised for the promulgation of the faith of God. And now that is the result. They brought into being a civilization, a brilliant civilization, civilization of Christianity. And you know the history during these 2,000 years. And now, the soldier of Baha'u'llah, if the army of light rise with all your potentiality, with all your knowledge, you can win the world in very, very soon. Very, very soon. I hope that confirmation of Baha'u'llah be always with you, dear friends. Thank you very much for patience.